So the Rashi in Lamed Zayin, he also talks about this Yerushalmi that we've been discussing, about Baal Bitoy. Yerushalmi's question, how do you have a Chiyuv Knas by Baal Bitoy? So the Rashi says like this. The Rashi says, I'm telling you, typically, if you have a Rashi or a Kibbutz, you should look inside. It's Lamed Zayin. Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. So the Mishnah says, Baal Bitoy. Right, it's chayav knas. So the Gemara, so the Rashi has been talking about typically means the knas of the day. What do you have to? No, he's not chayav knas. He's potter because it's kimuli d'rabbanei. Yes, the Rashi. What do you mean kimuli d'rabbanei? Typically means the knas of the day. The knas goes to him. But actually, lubo acher olea knas olavio. If somebody else would be olea, they would have to pay knas to the father. So olavio mshalim knas. So now the father was the man. So of course he doesn't have to pay. To whom is he going to pay knas? So if this potter, would he have to come out to kimli b'drabne? Yishami's kasha. So he talks through. Maybe he's talking about nisasim and iskasha. Rabbi Akiva he that the eish to knas for knas olasma. Maybe he's talking about a particular case where the knas does not go to the father. She was nisasim and iskasha. Like that time who holds Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah that nisasim and iskasha the knas is laasma. Or inami, maybe he goes even like Rabbi Yisrael Glili doesn't agree to that. The omen is asin is gashay and laknas. V'ocha shivola avio, umeis the knosol atzma. Ukedisnan perek nairash in his patis. So he speak olamid bedinat shemesa of knosol atzma. So he brings this etza. Maybe he's talking about where it was bal bitoy. She wasn't, and at that moment he was hakan ad chayev because the knosol atzma. But then before the amad bedin, he died. Now the daughter is tevei the knas, and then there really ought to be a chiyuv knas except kimeliv rabbinik. And then he calls to Yerushalmi. Let's skip a few lines. Then the Rashba goes on. I'm skipping a little bit. The Rashba says, I like the first answer better. I like the answer that is talking about the Sarasim and the Sgarsh and is going like Rabbi Akiva. This answer of the Yerushalmi that it's talking about Bola Avia and then Vlahis Bikulamid Bedin at Shemes, he doesn't like it. Dilu Rabbi Yosi Tmiuli. Hech Efshe Sheila Knas Meav. How can she be Zoicha in the Knas after the father dies? The father was Bola, Vlahis Bikulamid Bedin, then the father died, and now she wants to get the Knas. How could she have the Knas from? How can she now take over the Knas, this Chus in the Knas from her father? When the father was Bala, when the father was Manasseh, there was no Chiyuv. Because he's the Manasseh, and he's the, like you said before, the Knosel of you, and he's the Manasseh. So at that moment, there was no Chiyuv. Rarezu, kimifutu yisoimu. They came in the Daito of the Leslo. It's analogous to a yisoimu mufutu who has no Knas because it's midaito of the. The Gemara that you saw him with foot that has no knas. So first of all, what does he want with that analogy? He says his question basically is going to his basic question. This is a long sentence with sub clauses, but the basic question is: since b'shas da'inus there was no chiyuv knas, at that moment you chay knas to yourself. So even after the father dies, the daughter should not be, and it was like you speak Lamed Bedin, the father should not be Zeich in the Knas. The daughter rather shouldn't be Zeich in the Knas, because the daughter is Zeich in the Knas from the father. She takes over the Chiyuv Knas from the father, and the father never had a Tfiyas Knas. The father never had a Tfiyah of Knas, because you can't be Tveya, because he was at the moment of the Oynis, there was no Chiyuv. That's the sense of the Kasha. We'll see going forward. That's the sense of the Kasha. You know, in this, right now, the Rashba is assuming, since Bishas Ha'oinus, it's not shaykh to have a chiyuv knas, because at that moment the chiyuv knas was to himself. So even after the father dies, how can the daughter now get the tviyas knas? That was lashon to begin with when he asked the question. I'm reading again. Hech efsher shi'il lo knas me'av. How can she get the knas from her father? Meaning, it's not really Yerusha, because it's not a Yerusha of the father. But the Rashi was assuming, apparently, that when the father dies, and it was Lis Lo Yispik Olam Mevedin, the daughter takes over the Tfiyas HaKnas from the father. So the Rashba asks, in this case, of Baal Bitoy, how can she have the Knas from her father? Meaning, how can she take over the Tfiyas HaKnas from her father? At the moment of the Oynes, when he was Baal, there was no Chiyuv Knas. So the father had no, as the Ma'anis, had no Chiyuv Knas. And therefore the father, as the father, had no Tfiyas Knas. Because the father's the Oynes and he's the Av. He's like both, he wears both hats. So the father, since the father had no Chiyuv, as the Ma'anis, to himself, so Mimela, the father, as the father, has no Tfiyas Knas. So what's he giving over to the daughter? That's the title of the words. Heich yil, heich efshir shiilo knas me'av. How can she have the knas from her father? The father had no, there was no, at the moment of the oynis, there was no chiyuv. And he says, I raise him a foot to Yisoyma, that came to me, died to Ovid Lesla. He's a medame to a Yisoyma mefuta, where there is no chiyuv knas. So the sense of the kasha, maybe I understand, but what's the dimin to Yisoyma mefuta? What does he want from Yisoyim Mufuta? The Kasha was good without Yisoyim Mufuta. If anything, Yisoyim Mufuta takes, degrades the question. Yisoyim Mufuta, Pais is just a Mechila. There's a Chia, but she's Mechel. Here he's saying something. Here he's saying when the father is the Ma'anis and the father is the Av, and the same person is the Ma'anis and the Av, so there is no Chia Knas. So there's nothing for the daughter to take over. So what's the dimit to Yisoyim Mufuta? So maybe it sounds like, at least tentatively, maybe it sounds like his understanding is more, is like the Ramban, that Yisoyim Mufut is not Midin Mechila. It's Midin Kraksusi. That it's not a Hefsad at all. It's not called that he's being mastered or anything, because that's what she's masking. So there's nothing to precipitate the Chiyu. So he's saying, who are then? When the father is the Ma'anis, and when the father is, Eilecha Kraksusi Golom Yizeh. If the father is the Ma'anis and the father is the Av, so that's the biggest kraksusi that there could be. The father gave himself permission to be. You can't be mastered yourself. The same way when she says kraksusi, it's not called by Yisrael Mufuta. When she says kraksusi, so to speak, so it's not called that the Mefata was being mastered her because it was consensual. So here, it's not called that the father was being mafsid the Av, because it's not called the Ma'anis is being mafsid the Av, because the Ma'anis is the Av. So ein lecha kraksusi golem yizeh. I'm saying this tentatively, just because like this dimmy that he's saying, that it's like Yisrael Mufuta. It's a very, pastor's not a dimmy at all. I mean, they're very different things. The father's not chayav knas to himself, that's self-evident. Yisayim Mufut is a different concept of Mechila. What does he want with this analogy? Analogy. I raise a Yisayim Mufut. If you understand that Yisayim Mufut is a Kraksusi kind of concept, then I understand the point of the point that he's making. He's making a rhetorical point. Madoch Kraksusi, it's not Machayev Knas. Madoch Yisayim Mufut is no Chayev Knas because it's Kraksusi. He's not being mafsed her because she let him. So by Baal Bita, it's for sure like it's Eilecha, that's the biggest kraksusi that could be, because he let himself. He's the Av, he's the Bailum, and he's the Ma'anis. So about it, that's kraksusi.
Is there a dimin in that case? Because when the father is Ma'anis, so it still is a Maisa Be'elecha, or he still does something wrong. It happens to be that there's no Chiyuv Mamo because it's going to him anyway. But there still is.
Why? Was it any different than Yisayim? If we say Yisayim put this kraksusi. So it's exactly the same as the same of the Futa. I mean, obviously this is a Raya, this is not a Raya. That's Kimeli Drabmanet, but we're not addressing the Raya Shabbat, just Mitzad the Chiyuv Knas. The Chiyuv Knas is for being mafsid, the Chashivus of the Psula. It's like a Chiyuv, we said already in the Ramban, that the whole idea of Kraksusi is that the Chiyuv Knas comes from the fact that he's being mafsid her. Or when she's Bishus Av, he's being mafsed the father. He had there was a chashivas of Psula now, and now there's and he took that away. He was mafsed that. It's like a mazik. So kraksusi, he's not called a mazik because it's kraksusi. So he's Baal Bita, he's not a mazik because that's the biggest. If I rip my own jacket, there's no bigger kraksusi than that.
Do we say when it comes to the father, do we say it's a two-step process that really banishes the chiyuv is to the girl?
We'll see. Right now, I just want to look through the words of the Rashba, and we'll see, because we're going to have to revisit this at the end. But I just want to write right now just the sense of the lust of the pashat of Pshat right now. I don't want to bring in too much lamdus menachot. Just the pashat, the sense of the words of the Rashba. It sounds like from this dimming to crack susi to yisayim and futa, we're going to bashkof rishayna is dimming to yisayim and futa. Seems to make his point weaker, not stronger. His point is he has no chiyuv to himself, so what's he giving over to the daughter? Sayyim Afut is a much weaker thing. It's mechila. There is a chiyuv, but she's mechila. Here it's stronger than that. He has no chiyuv to himself. If we'll understand that Sayyim Afut itself is kraksusi, then I understand more of his. Then I understand his point better. He's saying that this is the biggest kraksusi you can imagine. Madach, if I let you rip my jacket, it's not called the Uramazik. So if I rip my own jacket, the bottom, not a mazik. Let's see. We're going to have to come back to this. Then he adds, "The ha'av le'mechzer hamadu v'din." The bishlamo ansa acher tzorech hamadu v'din, aval av ho'le'mechzer hamadu v'din le'shayech be. So this line in Rashba is not entirely clear to me what he's saying. I was sat on this line in the Rashba a long time. What does he want for this? It's le'mechzer hamadu v'din. We had this in Taisa Rosh. That Baal Bitoi, the Tashosh that we talked about yesterday, that Baal Bitoi is not Mechzer Amota B'din. So there I thought the Pshat and Taisirosh, the Losh and Taisirosh doesn't say it. But I just assumed yesterday the Pshat and Taisirosh is that it's like Mechzer Amota B'din because it's Karbola Yodah. That Amota B'din is the Tfi of the Knas. But here you don't need, you're not Mechusser Amota B'din because Karbola Yodah, he was already Zeichin it. So the money's already in his own pocket. So he was already, that's how I explained yesterday. Tais to us that he's not that when he's Baal Bita, he's not Mechzer Hamadu B'din. So what the Pshat is, there's a until Hamadu B'din, the Pshat is there's a Tevei and a Nitva, and then based on then you know brings it Lidei Gemar, and then it becomes and the Chi of Knas then is completed and now it turns into a Chi of Mamun. But when it's Karboli Yodoy, when it's money in his pocket, so it's not Mechzer Hamadu B'din. It's like the Hamadu B'din already took place. It's like he is already Zeich in the Knas. Now it's his Mamunus. Just like by every Knas. Till Hamadu B'din, there's a Tvias Knas. After Hamadu B'din, it's finished. Now it's Mammon. Now it's your Mammon. Now you're Zeich in the Knas, and it's your Mammon. So I thought in the Taisir Rosh, is saying that by Baal Bitoi, since the money's already in his pocket, so it's right away his Mammon. It's not a Tvias Knas that becomes Mammon Hamadu B'din. It's right away, Boli De Gemar, and it's his Mammon. In the Rashba, I don't think that's what the Rashba is saying, because the Rashba already said before that it's like that there's no Chiv in the first place. Rashba just got finished saying that by Baal Bita there's no chiyuv in the first place. And this Madam Tisayim, whatever that means, let's say crack sussi. But his point was, there is no chiyuv here. So what's he going to give over to the daughter? There's no chiyuv. That's certainly what he was saying before. Lechal olav shum chiyuv. He's not saying that it's already Boli De Gemar. He already collected it. Since there is no chiyuv in the first place, it's like Yisayim Mufutu. Where there is no chiyuv. By Yisayim Mufutu, it's not that it was Boli De Gemar. The reason why Yisayim Mufutu there's no knas is not because it was already collected. It wasn't collected. A regular Yisayim Mufutu. The reason why there's no knas is because there's no chiyuv knas because it's kraksusi or something like that. Or it's a matzav of mechila in advance. But let's say kraksusi for the time being. So there's no chiyuv. And the Rashba said before that's the idea of Baal Bitoi. There is no chiyuv. So what does he want now that it's not mechzer hamadu b'din because it's le shayach? I think in the Rashba it's clear that when he says that by the father it's not shayach hamadu b'din, he doesn't mean because it was already collected. He means, like he said before, by a regular chiyuv knas, so that he can till the hamadu b'din, there is a chiyuv knas, and since it never came to hamadu, since there was no hamadu b'din yet, so he wasn't zayich in it, so he can give it over to the daughter. But over here, it's not mechzer hamadu b'din. I'm not 100% satisfied, but I think he's saying it's not mechzer hamadu b'din delei shayach be, because here it's not shayach hamadu b'din because there is no chiv.
We're saying the kvar nikba be, if it wasn't
nikba. What? I'm saying what's bothering me in the Rashba, and again, this is not the main thing in the Rashba. I'm just trying to work out the words. What bothered me in the Rashba, I'm not saying it's a terrible kasha, but just what's. Is that he starts off, sounds like he's starting off saying, he really is saying, that by Baal Bita there is no Chiyuv Knas. and he's medamet yisayim mevuta. Okay, let's say whatever that dimin is. Let's say it's like kraksusi. But his point was there is no chiyuv knas. And now he's saying it's not mechzer hamodav v'din v'leish shayach ben. So what does he mean? So I thought yesterday in Taisa Rosh, I thought that means that maybe there is a chiyuv knas, but it's right away bole de gemar, so it turns into mamon. Like he already collected the knas. Maybe there was a chiyuv knas, but it's already been collected. So it's like omad b'din that now it goes to the yorshei ha. Right, by Omer Bedin. When there was a regular Chiyuv Knas, but he was Omer Bedin before he died. It was a Chiyuv Knas, but it was Boli Day Gmar. And now it turns into Chiyuv Mamon, and it doesn't go to the daughter, it goes to the sons. So I thought that's what Tosfos Rosh is saying. That when the father's Baal Bitoy, since it's right away money in his pocket, so maybe there is a Chiyuv. But the Chiyuv was right away collected, and now he's Zoichin in the Torah, now it's his Mamon, and it goes to the daughters, and it goes to the sons rather, to the Yoshiab, not to the daughter. But in the Rashba, that can't be what it means. Because the Rashba said before that Baal Bitoy, there's no chiyuv in the first place. So what does he want with now? It's not mechzer hamada b'din d'olei shayach le. So the chari, you have to say he means it's not shayach here hamada b'din because there is no chiyuv. It's a little bit, I don't have an answer to this, but it's a little bit a strange. I have bigger fish to fry in the Rashba, but it's a little bit a strange lashon in the Rashba. It's not shayach here hamada b'din. That's how you say it. There's no chiyuv in the first place. Yeah, it's okay. There's no chiyuv because you can't have a chiyuv to yourself. Let's say, may I have something he wants from Yisayim Mefuta? I thought before, we'll see, but I thought before that the dimit Yisayim Mefuta means that just like by Yisayim Mefuta, you're not a mazik, like the Ramban. By Yisayim Mefuta, you're not a mazik because she allows it's midai to ovid. So ain't lucha midai to ovid, God wants that. It's midas atzmai ovid. So about it, there's no chiyuv. I thought b'pshuta, that's what he wants from Yisayim Mefuta. And even if that's not exactly what he wants from Yisrael Mefuta, but his Lashon before was still very clear that he's saying there is no Chiyuv. At some level, that's what he wants from Yisrael Mefuta. You know, if it's exactly Kraksusi, or maybe it's something, you know, something not exactly something, I don't know. But Akoponim, from the Dimyon to Kraksusi, the Dimyon to Kraksusi is not that it's already money in his pocket. What does that have to do with Kraksusi? What does that have to do with Yisrael Mefuta? Saying if he compares it to Yisrael Mefuta, then the reason why there's no Chiyuv is not because it was already collected. What does that have to do with Yisrael Mefuta? From the fact that he compares it to Yisayim Mefuta, you see that the reason why there's no chiyuv is because he can't have a chiyuv to himself, because to himself he's meichel, or to himself it's kraksusi, like it's like tearing his own ksus. And now he comes along and says that mechzer hamodav b'din d'olei shayach be. I guess he has to mean, if he's not going to be inconsistent, so he has to mean it's not mechzer hamodav b'din because you can only have hamodav b'din when there's a chiyuv. Here it's not shayach to have hamodav b'din because there's no chiyuv in the first place. So the lashon bothers me a little bit that it's not so glad, but I don't have anything better to say. Yeah. Well, that's the Hemshech of the Rashba, what is really going to be done. But what does that have to do with Hamad Abedin?
The way he qualifies now, he's somehow saying that therefore this will save the comparison to his own mother.
Okay, but, you know, Kayona Digger, so yeah, you have to. How does that work? Like, what's the.
If he said
I mean, maybe he's making the same point that you can't have a chiyuv to yourself. For her raya, you can't be maimed yourself b'din.
I think it's a principle to give yourself, but yeah. If you give yourself, it will never be collected because nobody will put themselves according to order.
Right.
Themselves will become a non-chiyuv because
it's then it's really not like you're saying mufuta.
Not that I mean a fear because there's no person to feel like money.
So the non-generated creative aspect is something.
Saying here there's no chiyuv. Why is there no chiyuv? Since he won't be made himself again.
You shouldn't say lo chal lo shem chiyuv. Somebody's saying bad, so there is a chiyuv. It's just not going to come to fruition. But Rashi Slash is not like, there's no chiyuv at all.
Could it be that he's saying, like, basically what I was saying before, that he's saying that he's comparing to some of the futa that it's kraksusis, but he's asking about himself, that Bishlam by Yisom Mafuta, she's the complete bialis and has the right to say kraksusis. But here, who makes the father the bialim? Only if the father's here by the Amar Bedin. Only if he's here by the Amar Bedin can his kraksusis, can he be the, so to speak, bialim saying kraksusis. If it's he's not here at the Mar Bedin, so he can't say Kraksusi. That answers the thing is not Shaykh Mar Bedin. Automatically, he has that right to make it Kraksusi.
I don't know why that should depend. If the idea of Kraksusi is that you're not Masiv in the first place.
But
so
what?
Here, if the father is the Bailum.
And how is the father the Bailum?
Maybe. You know, let's come back to this. Maybe that'll be better. Let's come back to this problem. Let's read the rest of the Rashba, and the rest of the Rashba also needs work. And then maybe we'll come back and revisit the beginning of the Rashba. So right now we're getting bogged down in a very subtle point in the shyness of the Rashba. The general idea of the Rashba, you know, we're at a high level of verification. This plain sense of the Rashba is very clear. The Rashba says that in the case he doesn't like the Yerushalmi. Because by Baal Bitoy, he doesn't think there's a Chiyuv Knas in the first place. Ein Kan Chiyuv. And if there's Ein Kan Chiyuv in the first place, then what's the daughter going to take over from the father? So now the Rashba says, V'ulai, Das Yerushalmi Kein. Maybe Pshat in Yerushalmi is, De Kevin De Ein La'av Ad Shas Hamod De Bedin, Gam Hu Ein Lai Potter La'olam. Since the father's only Zoicha by the Hamod De Bedin, so even when he's Baal Bitoy, he's certainly Potter. But it's not, he's not Potter Lo'ilam. V'im Meis, in Ami Shebogro, Kaidim Shemeis, Nosa La'atzma. V'din Zeh Shemanu Min HaYushalmi Hazeh Shelo Shemanu Min HaGemar. So the Rashba says that maybe Pshat Yushalmi is that even though by Baal Bitoy he's certainly Achayev to himself, but that does not mean that he can't be chayav to the daughter. If he will be mace, kaidim she'am debedin, or well, there is never going to be hamad debedin. So if there is never going to be hamad debedin. So it's always kaidim she'am debedin. So if he'll die, or when he will die. I mean, eventually he's going to die. So when he will die, what's his lashon? The imeis, and if he'll die. It's not really if, it's when. Right? I mean, he's going to die. So, Kolodom is going to die, and there's never going to be Hamadah B'din, so before that, because he's never going to imagine himself L'din, so it's always going to be Meis Kleidim Hamadah B'din. So, when he will die, I think we have to read that, when he will die, or when she'll be Bagra, if she'll be Bagra before he dies. In other words, if he'll die before she's Bagra, or she'll be Bagra before he dies, either way, Knosu L'Atzma. So, the Rashi was saying that maybe the Yerushalmi holds that even though Tim's, when he's Baal Bitoy, he's not Chayiv. But when he dies, or when she's Bagra, then there is a Chiyuv Knas. The fact that he's not Chayiv to himself does not mean that he's not, that he can't become Chayiv to the daughter. So I think what he's saying is, we'll see from the progression for the next step, I think what he's saying is that initially the Rashba assumed, the Rashba goes in stages A, B, and C. Originally in the stage A, the Rashba assumed that the daughter is Zoych in the Tfiyas HaKnas, the father dies, the daughter is Zoych in the Tfiyas HaKnas from the father. That was the Lashon of the Rashba at the beginning. When the Rashba said he doesn't understand, by Baal Bita, how could the daughter get Knas? His Lashon was, Heich Efshir Shiilo Knas Me'av. How can she get the Knas from the father? What do you mean from the father? Not it's not Yerusha, she's not a Yerusha of the father. It means that he understood that when the father dies, the daughter takes over the Tfiyas HaKnas from the father. So his initial question was, how can the daughter take over the Tfiyas HaKnas from the father? The father had no Tfiyas HaKnas because there was no Chiyuv in the first place. The Ma'anis had no Chiyuv. The father had no Tfiyah on the Ma'anis because he's the Ma'anis. So if the father had no Tfiyah on the Ma'anis, no ability to be Tvei the Knas, so how can she be Zoich in anything from, how can she take that over from the father? So now the Rashi is Mechadish in stage B, that maybe the Yerushalmi holds, that she can be Tvei the Knas not taking it over from the father. The father, till the Hamad of Adin happens, there could be a new, till the Hamad of Adin, if the father steps out of the picture, then the daughter can be to obey the Knas in her own right. She doesn't have to take it over from the father. So therefore, Hagam, there's no Chiyah. If so, Hagam, the father has no Tfiyas Knas, because he can't be to obey himself. But when he's out of the, when he dies and steps out of the picture, or when she's Bogra and the father steps out of the picture, now she can be to obey the Knas. That's stage two. So the Rashba is now being. So the Rashba initially thought the daughter. So it's a, the din of the dvarim here in the Rashba is, how is the daughter zeich in the tefiyas haknas? Initially, the Rashba thought she takes over the tefiyas haknas from the father, and if the father had no ability to be tevei the knas, so then the daughter can't get it from nowhere. And now he's saying that esh dasi yushalmi, that the daughter could be tevei the knas independent of the father. So when the father's here, the father, the tefiyas haknas belongs to the father, and the father can't be tevei himself. So there's nothing to talk about. He has no tefiyas knas. There's no chiyuv. But when the father disappears, then the daughter could be tevei the knas, and to the daughter there is a chiyuv. That's the this stage. Then the Rashba says, and he says this is a chiddush from the Gemara, from the Babli. He wouldn't know this. And Yerushalmi says this is a chiddush. Now the Rashba is going further out on a limb and saying maybe we could say even further Ladasa Yerushalmi, more than stage B. We can go to stage C. This next line we'll just push a chat, we have to figure out. Gam Ladasa Yerushalmi Efsir Shem Omad Ha'av V'nosan Lo Knas V'nosan Lo Kesef Knosa Achaka Chayzeboy V'zeichaboy Shu Yochel Lo Kufu Lamad Imay B'din Lo Toivoy So what's he saying, what's this last business in the Rashba, this pasuk chat, everybody know what it means? I think Rashba was saying the following. Rashba was saying, first of all, he's saying a chiddush in Lamdus. Further, his first initial stage A was that the daughter is zeich in the tefiyas haknas from the father. then he doesn't understand if the daughter can't get anything. So he says, okay, Eshivasi Yishlim, apparently the Shami holds that the daughter can be, when the father dies, the daughter is to pay the knas in their own right. She doesn't have to take it over from the father. So therefore, by Balbitoi, after the father dies, or after she's Bagra, whichever comes first, she can then be Tevei Leknas on her own, for herself. Now he says, Ve'efsher, maybe, L'dasa Yerushalmi, we could say a step beyond that, and say that not only can she be Tevei Leknas in her own right, after the father steps out of the picture, but maybe even when the father is in the picture, and the knas goes to the father, the real teveya of the knas is the daughter. If the daughter always was teveya the knas, it's never the father is teveya the knas. The knas goes to the father. That's not the pshat because the father is the teveya of the knas. If you want to look at it and use the terminology we were talking about before, it's not the father's ksus. It's not because, you know, her psulim belonged to the father and now the father's teveya, something that was done to him. No, the ksus is hers. And the tfiyas haknas is the daughter being teveya the knas. But the Torah says that the knas will love you. The pshat is the father, the Torah gave the father his chus, A, to be kaifa his daughter to be teveya the knas, and B, to then collect the money from the daughter, the same way he collects, you know, her maisi adayim and her shvach. So the father gave the Torah gave the father the daughter's teveya knas, and it's the knas in a sense goes to the daughter. But then the Torah said that knas that goes to the daughter, it's one of the things that the father gets from the daughter, like he gets her maisi adayim, he gets her knas, and not only that, let's say she hates her father, doesn't want to be teveya knas, he can be comforted to be teveya the knas. So the poyel of Ad is the knas goes to the father. But in theory, it's always the daughter on the docket. It's the daughter who's being tevei the knas. The father has a right to make her be tevei the knas. The father has the right to collect the knas from her. But it's the daughter who's being tevei the knas. So first of all, he has a diuk from the lashon. He's mdaik this way from the lashon of the Mishnah, because the lashon of the Mishnah is lehispik. What's the lashon of the Mishnah? Lehispika lamed b'din ad shemesav. Why is it a speaker? Should be lehispik. Lehispik lamed b'din. It's the father who's oimed b'din, not the daughter. It's grammatically incorrect. It should be lehispik lamed b'din at shemesav. If the father wasn't teveya until he died, so knas l'asma. Why does it say? So from the fact that it says lehispika, we're talking about the father being teveya the knas. If the father was not oimed b'din, then he died, so knas l'asma. So we're talking about the father being omed b'din. So why does the Mishnah use lashon nekeva le'yispik l'amed b'din? So he says, because that's the way it is. Even when the father is tevei the knas, the really person who's omed b'din is the daughter. It's the daughter who's omed b'din. The father has chusim. The father has chus to be kaifer, to be omed b'din. The father collects the money when she's omed b'din. But the person who's omed b'din is the daughter and not the father. This is already a step beyond. So he's gone a very 180 degrees. He started off by thinking that the tefias that knas is the father's, and the daughter takes it over from the father when the father dies. That was stage A. So he didn't understand Baal Bita, he didn't understand the Yishami. Then he says stage B, that there's two different, the father's teveya the knas when he's here, but when the father is gone, then she could be teveya the knas in her own right. And therefore by Baal Bita, even though he can't be teveya the knas, but we get him out of the picture, the daughter's teveya the knas. Now he's going and saying stage C, a bigger chiddush that he's not sure about. That Efshir, maybe the Yishami holds that not only does the daughter have a tfias knas when the father's, you know, the daughter could be tevei her own ksus, so to speak, when the father's not here. Even when the father is here, the tfias haknas is the daughter's. It's the daughter's ksus, the daughter's hefset. She's the one who's being tevei. Just the father has chusin that he could be kaifer to be tevei, and he collects the money from her when she is tevei. And from here he takes out a chiddush din. This was the first thing that he said. In this last stage, he takes that from your chiddush din. See, the father, let's say the father's worried. The father knows that after his daughter is bagra, father was balbi, and so now he's a balbita, but he's a cheapskate besides. So he knows that that after his daughter's going to be bagra, she's going to be able to be tevei the knas, right? And he doesn't want that. So, he can't help it. I mean, in stage B, nothing the father could do. know, right now it's ba, it's knasal, right now there's no chiyuv knas. But inexorably, inevitably, the daughter's either going to be bugger or he's going to be mace. One or the other is going to happen eventually. And, you know, 6 months from now, at maximum, she's going to be bugger, he's going to be mace, and she'll be able to be today in the knas. Okay, fa-fa. According to stage B, there's nothing the father could do to prevent that. Because right now, there's no, right now, he, you know, right now he's the teveya, he can't be teveya himself. When he, after she's bugger, she's going to be the teveya. But now the Rashi says, according to this new chiddush, the Rashi is mechadush, that even when the father is alive, it's the daughter who's teveya the knas. But just he has a right to be kaifer to be teveya the knas. And then he collects the knas from her. So he says, oh, if that's the case, then the father over here has an etza that he can preempt the daughter's being teveya the knas after she'll be bugra. He can be kaifer right now to be teveya him l'din. Because after all, it's always the daughter who's the teveya. Even when the father's alive, it's the daughter who's teveya. So maybe even when he's alive, he can be tevei the daughter to be tevei him l'din, and he'll then give her the knas, and then he'll collect the knas from her because that's his chus. He can collect the knas from her, and then finish. Now it was done. Now after she's bugger, she can't go and be tevei again because the knas was already collected. So that's what he's saying here. That was this last knas in the Rashba. That's he starts. That's let's read it inside. That's right. It's sort of tricky imshat. Gamu dasu yishami efshe shim omerah benosim lekesef knasa. If the father wants, while he's still alive, he can give her the knas, and then he can take it back from her. And now he explains, he's elaborating what he just said. He can be kaifer to be oimid with him bedin, in order that he can then collect the knas back from her. Why does he want to do that? What's the point? He's going to force her to collect the knas from him, in order that he should then be able to collect the knas back from her, because that's the schusiyah. Why does he want to do that? Obviously, because if he doesn't do that, then when she's bugger, she's going to do it. Then she's going to be teveyim. He doesn't want it to be teveyim after she's bugger, so he forces her to be teveyim now, and then he can collect the knas from her, and that way he's off the hook. So if he has a smart lawyer, that's what he should do. So that's the Rashba. So the Rashba now has made a very large evolution. The Rashba began by assuming that the tefiyas haknas is that the father is the tevei haknas, and when the father dies, kaidim shom de bedin, the daughter takes over the tefiyas haknas from the father. If that's the case, then by bal bitoy, where there is no tefiyas haknas at all, the father has no tefiyas haknas, so there's nothing for the daughter to take over. That's why he had trouble with the Yishami. Then he said, stage two, Yishami, maybe he's right, maybe Yishami holds. Apparently, the Yishami holds. He says that the daughter has an independent tefiyas haknas. The father, when the father is alive and the daughter is still a naira, the father is tevei the knas, that's his tefillah. It's like, you know, that's his, he's thinking to his hefset. But after he's out of the picture, the daughter comes and she's tevei in her own right. She's tevei like what I call her ksus. And then he says, stage three, maybe all the way to the other extreme, that even when the father's alive, it's not his tefillah seknas. It was always the daughter's tefillah seknas. It's the daughter's ksus. It's the daughter's ksus. Just the father has chusim that he could be kaifer to be teveya, and then when she's teveya and she collects, he then harvests that. But the tefiyas haknas always is the daughter's in daif from Lashon Mishnah on the bedin. Le'yispik olamed bedin. So I have now a ha'ara. According to this last stage in the Rashba's thinking, that it's the daughter who's teveya the knas, not the father ever. The father says chosim that he can pray for to be teveya, and when she wins the judgment, so he's able to collect it from her. But be'etzim, it's always the daughter's teveyas knas. So now, if we'll say, you know, that yisoyim mufutu works as kraksusi, the Ramban claims that Yisayim Mufutu works as kraksusi. Before I thought in the Rashba that it sounded that way, that it works as kraksusi. That means that by Yisayim Mufutu, the reason why there's no knas, Gemara says Lamed Vav, by Yisayim Mufutu there's no knas, is because since the midaita of them, so since it's consensual, so it's not called he was mafsidah at all. That's what kraksusi means. That's the Ramban. The Ramban says, how can she be meichel? It's kaidim amod abedin. That was, remember, we talked about a lot. The Yishami says, you can't be meichel kaidim amod abedin. But the Babli says, you can. The Ramban explains, either al siluk, or he says, that's kraksusi. Kraksusi means, she's not being meichel. There's no hefsid here at all. There's no maisa mazik here at all, because it's mitaito of them. That's the meaning of kraksusik. So no chiv in the first place. You're not mafsider in the first place. That's yisayim mufutim. But if the father is alive, hakol meidim, that if you're mafata a girl and the father's alive, then you have to pay knas. Right? That's parashat mishpatim. That's the din of mufutim. V'nosan lavi anayra. I was midaita avda. That's when she's a yisayim, so she's the balabas. If she's not a yisayim, the father's the balabas. So there's no midaita avda. So here's my question. According to the Rashba's maskan over here, this last, it's tzorachim, but at least what the Rashba now entertaining at the end, the Rashba is saying that even when the father's alive, the real teveya here is the daughter. It's the daughter's hefsa, the daughter's ksus. The father has a right to force the daughter to go to court and be teveyed. The father, after she wins, he gets to pocket the money, because like in the Maisei Daima, it's like a kind of, you know, certain, it's a, he gets that. But be'etzem, it's the daughter's tviya saknas. So why by mefuta? Why is there a chiv at all? It's kraksusi. You're telling me now, the Rashi is telling me now at the end, that by that tviya is the daughter. The daughter's one is being tviya the knas. The daughter was midaita avda. So it should every mefuta, not yisayim mefuta. Forget yisayim mefuta. Not yisayimah. She's not yisayim at all. She has a overbearing, protective father. But it's kraksusi. She's a naira, she's not a katana, she's a bardas. She said kraksusi. It's her ksus, it's her tvias moment. The father could be kofer lamed b'din. If there'll be a hefsa, the father could be kveid l'gnod. The father can collect the winnings if she's zoicha b'din. But there has to be a hefsa in the first place. What's the hefsa? It should be kraksusi.
This is bidas yushalim,
Yeah, but everybody agrees that Yushami can't be chaylik on Parshas Mishpatim. Oh, you mean Yushami holds that there's no mechila by knas? Yushami holds it's not kraksusi.
It's not like our Gemara.
Well, that's a the chesed. The Yushami l'shitase. That means he's holding the Yushami that we won't hold like this Yushami either.
He said,
he's saying to Eifel. He's saying that this. He's saying that in a chenami, but the Yushami is l'shitosai that even by yisayimim futu there's no mechil, because what was the Rabban? The Rabban's kraksusi was to explain why the Babli is chaylik and the Yushami, and the Babli holds that by yisayimim futu there's no knas. But the Yushami holds that by yisayimim futu there is knas, because she can't be meichel kaidem amad abedin. So the Yushami for sure doesn't have the notion of kraksusi. So the Yushami l'shitosai was this chiddush that he's saying at the end, that she's the teveya. That's only the Shita say Yushalmi, that she's the Teveya, and Yushalmi the Shita say that it's not Kraksusi. But the Fila Bavli, that it's Kraksusi, that Yushalmi Mefuta has no Knas, because it's Kraksusi. So how come a regular Mefuta has Knas? The Teretz is because it's not her, she's not the Teveya, the father's the Teveya. And this whole evolution in the Rashba was only on Bada Yushalmi, but not only Bada Bavli. I hear the pastus in the Rashba, not the way the pastus when the Rashba said in the beginning, Ulai Dasa Yushalmi Kane. He said, "V'din Zeh Shemanu Mina Yushalmi Shalei Shemanu Mina Shemanu Mina Gemar." V'Gam L'Dasa Yushalmi Efshe. Okay, it's a vart. It's definitely a vart. Comes out it's a good vart. It's a good vart. If I would have thought of it, I would have said it. That's sure. Of course, the alternative is to say that the Rashba doesn't hold from Kraksusi. That's the less complicated thing. Maybe the Rashba doesn't hold like the Ramban. He doesn't hold that it's kraksusi. That you're saying it's not kraksusi. It's not. The notion of kraksusi is that when it's consensual, there's no hefset at all to be a chai of the knas. The Rashba here maybe doesn't hold from that. He holds a chai of knas even if it's consensual. You say mefuta works with imachila.
It's not so difficult.
Or midin ksiluk. No, so then it's not sure, because if there's a father, why can't she be meichel? Even if it's midin mechila, why can't she be meichel since she's the teveya? That I could hear more easily. To be meichel the schusay moment, since the father eventually has the right to collect that moment, so maybe she can't be meichel. That I could hear more. Well, maybe it needs to be thought through, but it's chusay if it's just mechila's moment. So since even if she wins, the mammon won't go to her, the money will go to the father. So So maybe she doesn't have the right to be meichel. The father has chusim in that moment, so she's not the only like there's a lien in that moment. She can't be. Maybe she can't be meichel at that moment since the father has a claim on it. Of course, if we're going to say, I'm just finished the thought. Oh, it's late also. So if we're going to say that the Rashba doesn't hold from Krak Susi, then we have to revisit the Rashba in the beginning. Like, what did the Rashba want from Yisayim Mufutu? The Rashba said, the father has no chiyuvim to himself, it's like Yisayim Mufutu. So at the beginning, we say, what does he want from Yisayim Mufutu? Yisayim Mufutu is mechila, the father has no chiyuvim to himself, because he can't have chiyuvim to yourself. What's the... So I said, oh, it sounds like the Rashba holds from him, that it's like Krak Susi. Then the Rashba is saying, madoch Yisayim Mufutu, you're not chayiv, because it's like Krak Susi, it's not called the Maisa Hefsid. There's no mechayiv. So when you create your own ksus, so that's then certainly there's no mechayiv. But now we're saying the Rashba that it's not ksus. So I don't know. If we don't say like Meir, then we have to revisit the original Rashba that he never meant to say that it's like ksus. Then we have to rethink. So what exactly did he want from Yisrael Mufutu?
I don't understand. According to the Rashba, he could force her to go to court. Didn't
right.
Say that anyway. How do we know that he forced her to go to court?
The fact that
the pasuk says that she gets a knas, elamai must be, she can't do anything that will prevent the bottle from getting a knas.
Right.
So just like she can't decide not to go to court, she can't decide to be mukhlat. She can't decide that.
I mean, it's like exactly a kosov that she cannot say krak susi.
Just
when
like
there's a father,
say,
like it's one of the schusim of the father. We'll just have to postulate, since it's a pasuk, we'll have to postulate that the Torah said that she, by a, when there's a father, she does not have a right to say krak susi.
It's like she
can't. Maybe we'll say like that.
I guess I'll say it's a bit chiddush, but maybe there's a chok between onus and mafata. And then onus, where she's nensa, so then she's the balasdin. Mafuta, where she's doing it with nidaita, they're the only hefsir can be to the father. The akar for the father is the father.
Okay, that's very radical.
Yeah. Good. That's stage C in like general.
Right.
Like, would that also be another chiddush in din? Like, if the daughter was like mace after the maisa, then the father couldn't be to the chlal.
I mean, it happens to be a pasuk. The Gemara says, "The nasa levi anayav levi levi mace." The Gemara is a pasuk that he can't be. It's machlekes tanoim. Machlekes tanoim. If the father could be tovei after the daughter died, so you say, if according to the Tano holds that the father could be tevei after the daughter died, how can the father be tevei after the daughter died if the etzim tefiyah is from the daughter? I mean, father Grada Yashin is a daughter, presumably, unless she has children, and I don't think she could have children. I mean, I guess theoretically she could have children. I don't know, I have to figure out if she can have children. I can't have children. She would already be a begaris if she had children. I know, that's sugya sanida. If she can have children, it's still be in there. You're saying, anyway, what?
That the Gemara tries to establish like a period of time, like very.
Yes, those sugya, I don't remember now. Those sugya, it's in Mishkachas, that in have children before she's a begaris. And maybe the child, maybe the lady. I don't remember the sugis. It's sugis, but and it's probably a dead end. So again, there is a Tanu holds. I don't remember who, that even if the daughter is dead, the father can tevei the knas. You're asking, how could the father be tevei the knas if the daughter is dead, if the tevei is the daughter? If it's the daughter is the teveya, and why do you even need a pasuk? The other madomer says la lavi anarav la lavi meir. What do you need a pasuk? If it's the daughter is the teveya, and the daughter's not here, I unless it's talking about a case where the father wants to be tevei al zirish. And it suggests a kosov that he can't be tevei because lavi anayr v'lo lavi mesa.
It's not
here,
after
Amda. No, if it's Amda Bedin, then he's Hakag would get it. But Din of Levi and I of Levi Mesas, if it wasn't the Amda Bedin. Sure. So it wasn't the Amda Bedin. You're right, so he can't Yash in the class. What do you want? He wants to be today. I don't know. It's a good question. Okay, have to think about it. Maybe tomorrow, if it's, I don't know. Saka. Okay.